I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. Teachers from all across North Carolina will converge on Raleigh Wednesday for the second Red for Ed rally in support of public schools. The president of the Asheville City Association of Educators had plenty to say ahead of the rally. The second round is possible, Angie Cathcart believes, because last year's inaugural rally was a success.
Especially when we have seen the composition of our General Assembly shift. There's no longer a supermajority. There is a majority, but our governor, who is a pro-education governor, can veto. So some of these things that have been drastic, like eliminating master pay or advanced degree pay, was a huge hit.
One of the five top priorities for teachers at this year's rally is restoring pay hikes for teachers who finish master's degrees. Others include ensuring all school personnel make a $15 minimum wage, as well as general pay raises for all school staff and more librarians, nurses, psychologists, and other school health professionals to meet national standards. The rally does mean many systems will not have classes today, like Asheville City Schools, where Cathcart teaches. That has drawn the ire of the state school's superintendent, as well as Republican leaders in the General Assembly. But Cathcart says being in the face of lawmakers produces results.
When we do it in this manner, and I know it's inconvenient, and I know some people disagree with it, but I do feel like that we make gains.
The statewide Association of Educators says teacher pay has risen in North Carolina in recent years, but still ranks in the bottom half nationally. I'm Matt Bush.